So welcome to another episode of the Youth Vibes Podcast. Today we have our good friends, Shy and Bria, in the building. We wanted to talk about the Tekashi 6ix9ine. Am I saying it right? It's Tekashi 6ix9ine. Tekashi. The T guy with the 6ix9ine. So we just wanted to just talk about his situation and how his behaviors have just landed him in some situations. What's your thoughts about it? What's your views? How y'all been following what's going on?
I mean, I don't got no respect for Bull no more. Like, personally.
Was you a fan before?
Not really, no. I never really was into his music. Like, because he was a joke. Like, you trying to be hard, you got rainbow color hair. Like,
he might throw he was the hardest out.
But no. He ain't going, even if he do get out, renting his way out, that ain't going to work. Because he going to get killed.
For real, he can't have no protection. Like, you a celebrity at this point. Well, you are a celebrity. You can't have no protection as a celebrity.
So, sometimes when I be seeing this posted, some people agree with the fact that he ran, though. Like, they feel like, you know, he not going to do all this time for nobody. Or they wouldn't do all this time for nobody. So, they feel like it's cool. But then some people be like, you got to stand what you do. So, what side y'all think?
I get both. I understand both sides.
Yes, I think I'm understanding both sides.
Because it's like, knowing me, I'm not a rat, though, but knowing me, I don't want to stand up for nobody 100 years to life or nothing like that.
Right.
But at the same time, if she got into some and I was around her, I'm not going to rat on her because this my guy. So, like, I don't know what to do in that situation.
Yeah,
but with
him,
it's just like, the way things happen is like, all right, I get what you talk, I get where you're coming from. But at the same time, you done for. It's just like, it's best for you.
Yeah. I don't know. And then he just named anybody. Like, he just.
But you got to think,
all the
too.
Memes had me cracking
up. You
got
to think, too. Would that person rock for you? Would they take that time for you?
Right. In his situation, I don't feel like those people would have took the time for him. Like.
So, that's why he felt he had to cover his own back. But he went about it wrong. Like, he threw everybody under the bus the wrong way.
But the other thing about it is, like, I kind of get where he's coming from. Because he got a whole child that, like, he got a young one, too. And he got, I don't know if that's his wife or his girlfriend. I don't know what it is.
But will he ever see these people again, though?
Not like, only that, he got to think about them from him being in the inside and they out there. Like, if he right in and there, you know, he got people on the other side, too. They could come for his family while he booked. Like,
I don't understand it. Where did it all come from, though? Like, what made him even be extra? The T-Guy. I like the T-Guy. He's so extra. I can't think of any of his songs. I just remember him having beef with Casanova.
Yeah, beef with Casanova?
Yeah, like, I remember them going back and forth. I remember him and YG.
Trippie Redd, too.
Yeah, like, it's... I don't keep
I think I remember the YG thing. I do remember. Because YG is a real life blood.
Right.
Like, he a blood.
So the T-Guy is not a blood.
I don't know.
And then he tried to talk about Cardi B, too.
Oh, what is, what is she? Is she a blood?
She a blood.
So basically what it is I'm gonna take the mic here. So basically what it is in the music business is it's an age-old formula. And the age-old formula is you get the street guys to fund the rapper. The rapper is always the rapper. He's an artist. He makes music. He puts words together. This is not for everybody. There are some artists and rappers who are living out their lyrics and have, you know what I mean, been in the streets. But for the most part, in the industry, you have a street guys that don't necessarily have to be a gang who give the rapper backing and street cred, and then the rapper, in turn, pays them for it. So this is something that went awry. This particular situation went awry, and I think it's because and the transcripts say, Tekashi's transcripts say that he never got initiated into the gang. He was just able to perpetrate.
So he
basically got all the gang privileges, and he paid for them. He funded whatever they had going on. He paid them to be a blood. So
he got too far deep into it.
Right. Well, and then, but you also have to think of it from the side of the gang. Like, if you are a gang and if you from the streets and real recognize real, you can't recognize that the dude with the rainbow hair not real and this might go bad. So I don't know why everybody getting mad at Tekashi. Like, it has, like, the gang doesn't assume any responsibility in y'all eyes. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand no snitching, but I know some real guys. like that I grew up with, and I know real guys can see Tekashi, the rainbow hair bandit, coming from a mile away and be like, "Nah, I'm cool on both." Like, why didn't these alleged, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's where that's just where I come from with it.
For that check,
I understand everybody.
For that check,
yeah, exactly.
So you feel like the people that he was like, I guess, paying for should have already known what it was about.
Absolutely.
For real.
But what happened with the whole kidnapping situation, like? Was that
I thought that was fake. I heard that was fake.
No, so basically what it is, and this, and I'm getting all of this from I'm getting all of this straight from Takashi's transcripts on.
From the last thing
he did research.
From what he said, from what he said on Wednesday. But so basically what it is a guy named Mel Matrix. Mel Matrix is allegedly the godfather of this blood gang on the streets. Then you got Shoddy, the one that you see in all his videos, and I forgot the other guy's name, but him and Shoddy are like the two underbosses on the street. They both fighting for Mel Matrix's favor. So Tekashi run with Shoddy. The other bull don't really mess with Tekashi. So okay. When Tekashi start doing all of this wild stuff and just being, you know what I mean? Like just acting crazy, he falling out of favor with people. That's where Jim Jones come in because he's allegedly a blood or whatever.
Yeah, like,
so basically the word gets out that something needs to happen to Tekashi because he acting crazy. He talking too much. He acting like he a blood and he not. And then that's when he get kidnapped by the other guy that's underboss. Not Shoddy, but this other guy. So that guy kidnaps him trying to get in good standing with the godfather on the street, Mel Matrix. That's the kidnapping.
See?
So, and then I watched the interviews last night, and interview one is way different from interview two. Interview one, he's real calm. He real soft-spoken. I mean, not soft-spoken, but he real arrogant and just... confident in his words. He say blood every other word.
Amazing.
That second interview, you could tell he was in that trunk. You could tell he was in that trunk. He don't know whether he coming or going. He's scattered. He looked like he's fearing for his life in the second interview. And that's just my...
How long did this go on, though? Like, how long is the trial going on? Like,
the trial is... I don't know. I know if they've had him in their possession for a year.
That was pretty long.
It's basically been a year, and
so do you see him getting out?
Yeah,
I guess he's not, because he told everything.
But he's not gonna last out there.
He's not gonna last at
all. So basically, and that's
why you have witness protection,
but, like, keep me locked up.
That's
real. Y'all ready? Get the people, but. Put me in solitary somewhere else, like.
Yeah, because what happens when my if
but even
in
jail. There, you got former bloods in jail too. Like,
oh, yeah, true,
they
true.
Can kill you from
so
the inside.
So they gonna put him in. Basically, what's gonna happen is they're gonna put him in witness protection. He probably gonna be on 23-1, which is he gonna have to spend 23 hours behind bars, and he gonna have 1 hour out supervised. He can't be in jail for the rest of his life. Not for the rest. No, well, not. That's why he's snitching. He's not going to be in jail for life. He's not going to get... that's the reason why you snitch. Because the law work on percentages. So you heard...
That's why I don't get locked up.
The law work on percentages. So I'm pretty sure y'all heard that the FBI has a 98% conviction rate.
Right.
So they'll take 10 over 1. So even though we know you part of it and you probably didn't kill people and did stuff too, if you going... Give us 10 people, that's going to make the rate go up more than just us booking you.
But so that's why they do that. It's not safe out here for them.
I mean, do you think that the feds care?
No.
I don't think that the feds care either.
Like, you gave us 10 extra bodies. That's more money for us, too.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
It's a business.
Right. It's absolutely a business.
Damn, that's too much.
Where the whole concept of not snitching come from, though? Like, when did that all originate?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that goes. I don't know. I think it depends on like.
Cause what is really
doing
snitching?
What you doing on the streets?
I think that's what has to be defined too.
Yeah.
Snitching.
Because I feel like it varies depending on who in the situation. Like.
Snitching is always. I've always took snitching as if me and you go to do a crime and I get caught and rat you out, I'm a snitch.
Yeah, that's what I think.
If I come out my house and I see you still in the car and I call the police, I'm reporting a crime. I'm not snitching.
See, if you
were
they, that's snitching too.
Nah, people retarded. Okay. And that's why you gotta have conversations and tell them that they're wrong.
Let's just say me and you was like riding a skateboard down the street, right? I couldn't do it. I'm riding the scooter, you riding the skateboard, and you hit somebody's car, right? Because this is what we used to do. And you riding your skateboard down the street in the joint slide.
That's what I'm saying. So you tell she hit a car,
but like
and you tell Layla, "Oh, my friend hit your car." You reporting a crime or is he snitching on her friend?
Or am I snitching on you?
You throwing me under the bus. Like.
They're like,
But I thought it was a crime.
It was a crime. You reporting it's not snitching. She's not doing like you gotta be doing the crime with it. You might not like it. You might not wanna be that person a friend no more. All that's cool. She might not be a good friend. All that might be true. She's not snitching. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like
right.
Your anger still remains. You could still be angry. You could get in a fight with her, put your hands on her afterwards. I'm not saying don't do any of that stuff. All I'm saying is, by definition, she's not a snitch. Y'all didn't agree to hit the car together, and then she backed out of it and threw you under the bus. She didn't throw you under the bus. She cleared her own name. If she don't say nothing, she might get in trouble, and she knows she didn't do nothing. I'm clear. That's, you know what I mean? If I didn't do anything, and I'm clear, that's not snitching. That's clearing my name, reporting a crime. If I did the crime too, and I threw you under the bus, that's snitching.
Cause you just got caught, but you bringing me in.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's what it is.
Philly got their own term of what a rent is. Like,
yeah, Philly got their own stuff, everything. And that's why Philly.
And they got that from the streets, like.
Yeah, but but what I'm saying is, my bosses my bosses have told. So we're first of all give me in writing the street rules, and I'll wait for that.
Right. They making up their own.
Oh yeah, y'all have it in writing. Cool. That's number one. That's number one right there. And now it's not in writing. That's number one.
I'm
number two, number two. Who's followed it?
Yeah, I don't know. I just
the person that's in jail. So that's that. Like if you want to, if you want to stick by the unwritten rules and fall victim to them, that's on you.
Right.
I'm not telling nobody to snitch. I'm not telling nobody anything. But if you believe that these rules need to be upheld, be upheld, and are being upheld, that ignorance, that the consequences that comes from that. From that ignorance on your part is your fault.
Yeah.
That's your fault. You can stand on it. You can be a real NIGGA all you want. Like, that's cool. I'm not saying that you're not. What I'm saying is the ignorance of not being educated in that matter is on you.
Yes. That's so please educate yourselves with this nonsense. Please educate it. I don't know what's going on. And those situations is getting people into a lot of situations. Like, people really be doing life for simply just not wanting to snitch.
Right.
Like, you got kids out here. Nobody want to be labeled a rat, so.
So switch gears. What's going on with Trump? Because then you'll see the whole other side of the coin of not snitching and see how this boy get to be president for all these times. Because his homies don't do what?
Exactly.
But they snitch laws is probably written down somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's why they moving like that. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, but what was going on with Trump, though?
He was going to get, they talk about getting an impeachment again.
You think it's going to happen?
Okay, so I got mixed feelings about it. I think it's going to happen, but I don't want it to happen at the same time for the simple fact that, what's his vice?
Pence, yeah.
Yeah, Pence, people 10 times worse. Yeah. I don't want him to happen either. No,
That's what he was saying, like, it's crazy when people want to keep Trump just not to go to Pence, so.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, I don't want Trump in office, but I don't want Pence in office either.
I mean, you got to. Either way, like, both of them bad.
You got to
just decide who
you're
going to
take.
Or, when you have somebody cook out and it's potato salad there, chicken, and macaroni salad, and all you eat is chicken, and you don't eat potato salad or macaroni salad, what do you do?
Just eat the chicken.
Okay, I'll rest my case. Why do black people think that they have to choose between the greater of two evils?
Yeah, why are we so conditioned
To pick from bullshit. Like why do we think we
have
to?
It is BS though.
Why don't we just mind our business and watch the whole world go down?
I don't understand.
You're right.
Then like, they bring up the past. Oh yeah, ancestors and all that. They fought for freedom.
They didn't fight for your right to vote. They fought for freedom. And back then, they told them that you could get your freedom. That was another joke. I mean, not another joke, but another. Mm-hmm. That was another. Another banana in the tailpipe. Oh, if you vote your way in, you can. So don't. That's not. They did a lot of stuff that they was told wrong. They were fighting any way they could for our freedom. We should still continue to fight any way we can for our freedom. Our ancestors did not fight specifically for the right for us to vote. That is erroneous. And once again, if you
research.
They did not fight for us to just vote. They fought for our freedom. Voting is something that they made up. They were saying the brown paper bag rule.
Y'all hear them.
Summer of 1969, SNCC. What they said was, okay, if you could pass this test, you can vote and get your freedom.
they knew that a certain amount of the black demographic mm-hmm. had been slaves all their lives, never been educated, and they right. knew they wasn't going to pass the test. What happened was all the young black people that were 16, 17, actively in school, actively in college or doing whatever, they were teaching the older black people so that they could pass the test. And of course,
even when they passed the test, didn't they make them pay too? They made them pay. They didn't want them.
Do you see how I'm saying your ancestors did not fight for your right to vote? They fought for freedom. The vote was another one of those play things that the government gave and said you can get your freedom until we figured it out, was about to get our freedom, and they said, nah, we're gonna go back to the drawing board and it's gonna be something else y'all can get your freedom with.
Right.
And that's pretty much been happening until like yesterday, and we're still trying to figure out what it is. You know what I mean? So you see what I'm saying? Like,
wanting
to be really worried about who the president is or anything like that.
They fought for freedom.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they fought for freedom, but it's like, we still not all the way free.
Right.
Like,
freedom is a continuous fight. So what I'm saying is we don't need to hamper on the vote. We need to figure out how to get our freedom still. Like, getting mad at people over the vote is a complete waste
of three months
after whoever gets voted, and we don't like them every time. It's never going to be a consensus. People who follow this process and understand this process weren't happy when Obama got elected.
Right.
Black people who don't research anything were just happy because Obama got elected.
Right, because he was a black man.
More black and brown people died under Obama's watch than any other watch in history.
Mm-hmm. People do say that.
People do say that.
People
don't say it. People have read it and seen it and looked at the statistics. More black nations have been bombed under Obama than under any other watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like,
they couldn't stand being in the office.
Yeah, it's like the president is a job. Like, it doesn't matter if it's Trump, Obama, you, me, it's a job. When I go to work every day, it's a job. It don't matter who sit in my position. Like, the person before me was an account coordinator, the person after me is gonna be an account coordinator. Like, and he gonna take.
You know what I found crazy? Like, I knew about it from like probably like 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, I took civics in 10th grade, and, it really hit me, like, so we not really voting for a president. It's really the Electoral College that's really doing, like, so I really don't have no say in this.
You don't.
So what's the point of me actually doing this?
Anyway.
Exactly, they have the vote.
So that when the person that you don't the person that you don't want in office doesn't get voted, you can look at people that look like you and blame them.
And blame them.
Right, like, it don't make sense.
Everything's
coming
around.
Right. That's why.
So, politics, man. Yeah. It's like a crazy thing too, because it's like me and my mom was talking about this a while ago. I love black people. Don't come at me. Don't attack me. But like, it's like we still got that crab in the barrel mentality. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
are crabs indigenously from the barrel?
No.
All right. So as long as we gonna be in within these 50 states, and really with them on this globe, because they taking over Africa too, we in the barrel. So that's the thing that people don't talk about. People talk about the crabs in the barrel, the crabs in the barrel, the crabs in the barrel. Nobody ever wants to have the conversation of how the hell the crabs got in the barrel.
Right.
Crabs in the barrel, crabs in the barrel.
Right.
Y'all heard? How did the crabs get in the barrel?
Bob's put them there.
I'm cracking that. We were just having a discussion about snitches, I guess. We're not sitting around any snitches, I guess. I don't know. I feel like that joint goes so deep even to work. Like, we all got work snitches. It's out of control.
We all got work snitches.
It's sad, but it be deep. But like you said, it's an unwritten rule.
You can't be nothing but a snitch at work.
You know what's crazy?
Because we all here to do the same job.
You know what's crazy?
You know what I'm
saying? No, for real. So, I got fired from my first job because of a snitch, right? It might not be all her fault, because part of it is my fault. I'm not going to lie. Part of it is my fault. But with her, the manager's already in, like, for some reason, like, the vibe in there changed towards me. I'm the only black person working in that place, too. Let's just put that out there. I'm not going to get the names of the place, but it's a place. And a place.
A place.
So, I was the only black person working in there, and they didn't have a lot of workers in there. So, me being a good old friend I am, I was like, yo, to my friends at school, she already had a job. I'm like, yo, come through my job hiring. They need all the work, all the workers they need. I'm just bringing people in. Then one day, I'm at work. We had to blow up these little inflatable things. It was a kid place. So we blowing up the stuff, and one of the girls in the joined with me, she was like, I heard Miss Such and Such doesn't like you. And I'm just like, okay, why? Like, just the other day, she was chilling with me, kicking with me, like, what's up with her? So, I'm like, okay. End of the night, I told my mom, I was like, just talk to your other manager. Tell her about it, see what's going on. And I'm like, all right. So, I talked to my other manager. She was like, that's funny because the person who told you doesn't even work here anymore. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, oh, snap, did I just get her fired? Like, what just happened? Okay. So then later on that day, I got fired because I looked up the phone number to kick your ass on the computer. But that's besides the point. But
they can't get mad at you for that. Like,
the way I looked it up, though, it looked like I was applying for the job, though. So, yeah.
But if you was, like, what can they possibly do? Like,
I still didn't get a job. I'm still unemployed. But
it's okay. If anybody's, listening, you have any jobs, please let us know.
Yeah, let me know. I'm struggling.
Looking for a job.
Yeah, but that situation right there was like a snitch type of situation. I'm just like, that's crazy. You told me that this person didn't like me. Then it's like I kind of snitched too, but I didn't really snitch. So it's just like, what can I do for real? So
what can you do? I don't know. Work is a hard place. Like you said, we all doing the same thing.
Everybody wants that check at work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it cracks me when people snitch at work because it's like we just here to get our check and go on to the next week. We all coming in late and taking long lunches. It's okay.
Take long lunches.
It's no need. So, again, we wanted to have a brief discussion about everything that's going on in the world.
Current events.
Yeah, current events. Snitches to Trump, et cetera. Shout out to the election coming, I guess, if y'all vote. Whatever.
I guess the difference is between gang. Like, the blood that's gang is in shambles.
The blood gang is in shambles.
Trump gang is live and kicking just as...
And it's the same type of situation.
It just show you,
Can I break down the definition of impeachment? Because a lot of people think when you hear impeachment, that you automatically move from office, but that's not what it means. Impeachment means that... I forget who votes, but some form of the government votes for this person to get removed. They they question you and stuff like that in order, and like they do like a case. It's like a case in a way. And then later on, if they find out that you're guilty, that's when you get removed from office.
How long does the process take?
I do not remember. I haven't taken civics in I don't know how many months.
That even happened. He'd probably be out of office anyway.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be voted in again? Is he running again?
He might.
Might be. Yeah.
But I don't think he's gonna get voted in again.
Well, I guess this is not our biz. This is what we should.
Hey, if y'all want,
I can't vote yet anyway.
It's okay.
It's none of my business.
We won't get too deep on our political reviews or whatnot. But we want to make sure y'all continue to tune in. Also, we need jobs. We need jobs. You want to shout out your social media people to follow your poetry and the rap star?
Well, follow me at XGunna. You already
She ain't got no
underscore. Okay, yes. Listen.
Yeah, follow her for real.
Yeah.
Man.
No, you don't listen. You don't have to put in no underscores. X Gunner.
Yep, just X Gunner.
Something small. Listen. Real to the point. You got underscores?
Yeah, I got one, yeah.
Okay. One is not bad.
And
what's yours?
In a dot.
All these syllables.
S dot Kali. So S dot KHALEE _.
All right. Make sure y'all follow them, listen to their music, look out for their events, and send some jobs. You need a job?
No, I'm cool right now.
Pregnant, but she cool. But we want to thank y'all again for tuning in to the Youth Vibes podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.